it is a jaw-dropping number. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't see it getting a lot better before the end of our school year. That essentially amounts to all of the expected, what are called mandated categorical payments that we would get during a regular school year. There are four of those, and we've received none of those to date and don't expect to receive any more than one in our best case scenario. For Mercer County, that particularly impacts our transportation funding, and that accounts for over half of that total of $800,000. And so that's a real concern for districts that do a lot of busing. The other piece is related to our special education reimbursement, all things that we're mandated and required to do. And so I think it's important that our community understands the situation that the state and the lack of a budget has put us in.
Is it catch up then right now, but are you going to be caught up? I mean, are you going to get all $800,000 you're owed eventually, or are you going to miss some of that?
I think truthfully that's probably unanswered. The expectation is that we'll get those funds, and that's a cash flow issue for districts. It's not a matter of will the state pay their bills, it's a matter of when. But school districts are waiting 9, 10, 12 months in some cases to get those payments. And so that becomes increasingly difficult for local school districts. And we're very fortunate here in Mercer County that past boards and administration have kept sufficient reserves that we're able to get by at this time. That's going to impact our year-end financial picture in terms of whether we have a balanced budget or an unbalanced budget. But it's not a situation where we're going to have to borrow money like some of our neighbors may have to.